So, thanks to Deanna, who noted you didn't start the recording, Benjamin. And I guess that means I have to repeat some of what I just said. I'm so sorry, folks who are live. In summary, we're requesting that you only do this without doing anything else. Give it your single focus as if you were here in the room with me. And if you have to exit the container before we end the sacred container, please ask the allies to gently ease you out. That's the two critical pieces, and the rest you can pick up as you go along. I'll just briefly tell you, we're going to call in the allies, set a sacred container, do embodied awakening, and then let the allies do as they will in order to give us the experience that most serves our highest good. So that's the nutshell of what I said before I turned the recording on to you. And thanks again to Deanna for prompting me. I do forget things sometimes, so I'm very happy for the help. All righty. So I invite you now to relax, close your eyes as we go through the calling into the allies. My recommendation is that you keep your eyes closed. And if you have energetic awareness, just passively feel the energy changing in your body and around you. And if you aren't able to feel the energy, just feel breath come and go. In either case, don't control anything. Just notice what's already happened. So here we go. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma, the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, quote, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asungate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grand Brother Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Mu, West, Lisa, Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we've got a nice, sweet, solid container. Now I will lead you through embodied awakening. Just in case there's someone experiencing this for the first time, I'll do the full description. In embodied awakening, we invite our higher self to join us in our physical body so that the human and the higher self become a merged consciousness. Metaphorically, it's like the body is a car. Your human personality slides to the passenger seat and the divine drives. At any point, your human self doesn't like the divine's driving. You can slide right back over, take the wheel right away. The divine will step out with no fuss, and your ego's back in control, just like that. So for your ego, there's no danger. You can reverse it any time. It's an experiment. Just give it a try, see if you like it. Your higher self will only come into the degree that you can handle it too. The benefits of embodied awakening, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything that you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you just know what to do through intuition, and there's much more bliss. So if you would like to call in your embodied awakening. In a moment, I'll have you repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. You'll be speaking directly to your own higher self, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening. Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Now relax and just be passive and let the divine come to you. So in order to receive the divine most easily and efficiently, I recommend that right now you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. If you can feel energy, just feel the energy in your body. If you cannot, then just feel the breath coming and going however it wants to. If you should become distracted, which means your attention is on anything other than the passive awareness of energy or breath, just let the distraction be as it is with no resistance, but do treat it as an uninvited guest to whom you need pay no further attention. So you redirect your attention back to the breath, and you do this very gently and persistently. And if the distraction continues, that's fine. You let it do its thing while you do your thing, just passively noticing energy awareness or breath. The final nuance you can do if you wish is learning the least amount of effort needed to feel your chosen focus. So to experiment with that, let's all for a moment drop to zero effort. Please simply exist for a moment. So if at zero effort, there's any awareness of energy or breath all on its own, then zero is enough. If you don't have that awareness with zero effort, then add very teeny increments of effort, bit by bit, until you do have that awareness and feel what's the least effort needed to have that awareness. You want to use the least effort that gets the job done. Many of us are now in embodied awakening. I am blessed to be able to feel the overall vibe of both those who are live on the call and those doing the recording afterward. There's quite a few folks who have already got the state going. You'll know you're there if all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's happening, then you're in embodied awakening, because that's the state of the higher self. And when it merges, the human experiences its consciousness. Back to our car metaphor, the divine at that point is driving. So if you're in there in embodied awakening, just relax and just be. You're serving this process by holding that space for others. Make it easier for them to get there. If you're not there yet, then just really stay passive. Zero effort, if that has you feeling awareness of your chosen focus, breath, or energy, or the least effort needed to feel that if zero is not enough. And remember that any effort beyond that, any willpower, any visualizing, anything like that, will actually work against you in this style of work. The divine is happy to do it for you, and your invocation asked it to. It's happy to comply with that request. But if you jump in with free will and try to do it yourself, the divine is required by divine law to back away and let you try to do it on your own. And to my knowledge, there's no human that can awaken themselves. The divine has to do it for you. So you stay passive, let the divine give you the awakening as a gift. Stay as passive as possible. Nice. Okay, so getting into embodied awakening prior to the divine starting its work is not mandatory. It's just helpful. In fact, I'm feeling the divine beginning to move now. So what I'll be doing from this point forward, I won't be making anything happen. What happens moving forward is a co-creation. Our collective consciousness, each of us live or on the recording, just doing our best to rest in passive awareness of energy if you can feel it, or breath if you can't. That creates the energetic momentum for the process. And of course, the divine allies will do for each person and all of us together whatever serves the collective good and the individual good. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to be passive, rest in zero effort, if that enables you to feel the energy moving in and around you, or to use the absolute least effort needed to feel what's happening with energy or breath. Well, again, I'll be narrating what most people are experiencing. If your experience is different, please do not use any effort to match my description. Be with whatever your experience is. It's perfectly fine and wonderful to have a unique experience that is not what I'm describing. Relax and let it be what it is. Again, each of us, live or on the recording, is now receiving that healing or awakening or service opportunity that serves your highest good. You may just feel your individual self. You may already have a sense of our blended field together. And you may be aware of other fields beyond our little awakening plus field. So just be with whatever you're experiencing. Whatever you're experiencing is perfect. And you are in safe space here. So you can relax and be with the process and relax into it fully. One important thing to know is you're not going to get overwhelmed. You're not going to get too blissed out. And any challenge that arises is not going to overwhelm you. Your higher self will monitor the energy carefully and make sure that it's all within your range of tolerance. So relax and enjoy the ride. There may be periods of silence. I never know how much I'm going to talk or stay silent. But if it's quiet for a while, just be with it and just rest in whatever you're experiencing. And we'll go until the divine lets us know we're done. I do formally request of our beautiful allies that each person who's participating in this event, live or on the recording, receive whatever experience serves their highest good. So be it. So I'm now feeling the perception that my physical body feels more like energy than solid form, which means that's true for most of us now. So relax, we're starting to move into pretty strong altered state territory. Relax. Know that you won't be given more than you can handle. The divine is going to allow you to experience as much of reality as you are ready for. The physical world that many people experience is the teeniest fraction of all there is to reality. And we have the privilege on our calls to expand into a little more of that reality than many people experience. You get deep enough in, the pure energy feels like the more genuine reality, and the physical world feels more and more like the illusion. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, it's fine. If you need to cry or scream or holler or do big physical motions to clear stuff, I recommend you allow that if your environment permits it. And again, I recommend such things only if the body really wants to do them on its own. Right now, some heavy energy is clearing through my field. I have no idea if it's mine or someone else's, and I've long ago stopped caring about that distinction. It's coming through me. I just let it pass through. The energy is getting subtler and sweeter. We're moving deeper into the divine realm. Just allow that altered state to get a little bit stronger. And a reminder again, if your experience does not match my description, be with whatever is happening for you. Yeah, we're moving progressively deeper into the divine bliss. I found it best in spaces like this to just be. Do not initiate anything from ego desire. Just rest in the field of energy. And if something is supposed to happen, it'll happen all by itself. Deeper still, really subtle and sweet here. Just relax and enjoy. I'm perceiving not only the part of me just in ecstasy in the inner world, but I'm simultaneously aware of lots of tingling energy throughout my physical body, providing all sorts of lovely upgrades of consciousness. It's pretty common on a call like this to have more than one point of awareness. Part of you is noticing the physical body's experience. Part of you is just blended into the inner realm. There may be additional points of awareness beyond that as well. Just relax into however many points of consciousness you're naturally holding. Don't try to hold more than one, but you may notice that you are, in fact, holding more than one at various times. Again, let go, allow the divine to give you the experience that serves you best. Now some heavy energies being processed through my body. I'm just relaxing and allowing it to move through. Our allies are taking care of everything. Relax into the sweet energy that's happening. For some of you, this may be your first time into this level of divinity. Just relax and be. You'll get used to it. And the energy is getting noticeably deeper here. Just rest in the silences when they appear. Just relax completely and have whatever experience you're having. Yeah, they're working very subtly right now. Continue relaxing and allowing whatever you're experiencing to be what it is. Yeah, we've created a lovely blended field. You'll enjoy its sweetness if you're aware of it. If not, just through your own individual energy and or your breath. We just collectively went to a sweeter, higher level. I invite you to relax into that. I'm feeling pretty solidly situated in my physical body. And I'm feeling this beautiful divine energy we've been hanging out in, subtly going all through my body and burrowing in and spreading its blessing everywhere it goes. I'm feeling pretty solidly in my body and still aware of the beautiful bliss state we've been hanging out in, both and. The divine is saying, if there is something specific you would like, this would be a good time to request it. Whether that's just an energetic shift right now or something you'd like manifested in the physical world. They're saying, ask whatever you would like right now, if you so desire. And they'll see if they can help you out. Continue just resting in whatever's happening. We're doing some adjusting and fine-tuning for us. There we are. I believe that completes the formal cycle. I'm going to close the container, make a brief announcement, and then we'll open it up for questions and comments and such. Just relax, and even as we transition, you may still feel energy working in your body and in the inner worlds. Just relax and allow the divine to give you whatever it sees fit in the time after we formally close, if that's your experience. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakota Inti Piti. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful feel. It still feels so good. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been part of this process for as long as it serves that being's highest good. And for a moment, allies, please radiate the good medicine we have created out to all beings whom it may serve. And we'll all just chill for a moment while that beautiful blessing radiates out to many other beings. And you may even feel as if you've expanded dramatically yourself as that beautiful blessing goes out. Let it feel yourself as you are. Thank you, allies. We close now. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Alrighty. So in a moment we'll have Q&A and feedback. This is a members only event. If any of y'all are called to work with me privately, with astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, or whatever, just check out astroshaman.com. All right. We have 16 people on the live call, and I'm now going to open it up for participants. So anyone who would like to be part of this, just unmute yourself or type in the chat window, and we are open for feedback. And while we're waiting for anyone to communicate, we can just continue to marinate in this lovely energy. I always find it personally helpful to hear about people's experiences. So if you're able and willing to share, it would be a blessing to me. But it's totally optional, whatever you feel called to do or not do.
This is Marla. I'd like to share.
You're Marla. Thank you.
That was challenging for me, actually. You know, I think I'm kind of stressed out, which is not, I haven't been stressed out this whole time. I've been an Awakening Plus member, which has been amazing. but I have like a project due tomorrow for the first time in a really long time. So I'm stressed out about it. So it was really hard. It was either really hard for me to not be distracted by the thoughts, or the thoughts were some sort of like gateway or something, because then I ended up crying a lot. So it kind of helped me like flush some things out. So it was sort of different than other calls and kind of confusing to me. And I mean, I experienced some release, but it wasn't like I'm like marinating in the bliss over here like I normally am. So that was kind of, you know, my experience tonight. And so it was kind of mental for me. And a few times I had to stop because I got answers of what I needed to put in the project. So it's not that I had to stop, but it was like, make a note because you're not going to remember this. So yeah, just thought I'd share that. Thank you.
May I share my thoughts on what you said?
Yes, please.
Sounds like an amazing experience. You know, you got some cool ideas, some inspirations for your project, it sounds like. Sounds like you had some good emotional release. And as long as you didn't come in expecting that it was going to be all bliss, then it sounds like you had a pretty potent experience to me.
Yeah, I agree. And I didn't, I mean, I guess I do kind of expect bliss because of how much bliss I've experienced here. But I wasn't even going to do the call because I was like, you need to focus on your project. And then a part of me was like, listen, you're freaking out. Like, go to Divinely Directed. So, yeah, it is good. And I do feel more energized now to do a little bit more work tonight. So thank you.
Yeah. What that brings up for me is just thinking over the whole history of all my years of ayahuasca ceremonies. At first, of course, I was hoping to have the high bliss ecstasy experiences and was really kind of hoping, oh God, it was not a really rough night. And after a while, I actually stopped having any preference because my experience, and if it's blissful, obviously that's great, very enjoyable. But if it was a really tough night, I said, wow, I'm glad that happened because I know that all that heavy stuff I cleared has enabled me to go deeper into my divinity and has given me like a permanent uptick of awakening. So I came to appreciate the heavy clearing experiences just as much as the nights of bliss. So that's where I got to eventually, but it took a while. So, you know, on these calls, I really do believe each of us gets exactly what serves highest good in my my hope is that those tears you shed and those more challenging moments were all very helpful in clearing away things that weren't serving you. So that's at least what I hope happened.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. So thank you. I think it helped gave me space to actually feel some of my feelings instead of like just keep going, you know, which is not good for me. So I think overall it was very beneficial. And I also have been using the practice of, you know, how you share that those who have no preference, for those who have no preference, the way is made easy. That quote, that helps me a lot. So thanks again, Benjamin.
You're welcome. Yeah. That quote is, my understanding is that's from the third Chinese patriarch of Zen. who said something like that. Cool. Deanna, would you like to share something?
Yeah, and I found that exchange between the two of you quite helpful. It started out for me very challenging as well, mm-hmm. in a little bit different way. The challenges were, as you immediately started calling in the Mesa, and my I started with the twitching of the legs, and then uncomfortable skin sensations, mm-hmm. different spots on my body. Something would hurt, then something would itch, then something, you know, just all over the place. At the same time that these physical things were happening, my brain started taking these wild mental turns, just like a dialogue with myself. I wasn't feeding it. I wasn't ignoring it. I just let it flow. Mm-hmm. And then I started seeing something peek out of, like, behind a corner. It was like a 3D creature. It was more of a cartoonish, and I felt like it was a spirit guide of some sort, but it was a 3D image of something. And I thought, ooh, this is exciting. And then I disappeared. And I woke up about the time that you were saying, and I can feel that we're starting coming back into our body. So whatever this really cool twist and turn, whether it was a mind thing or a vision or just an experience, most of that was gone. But then it ended for me with some real bliss. And then when you said something about, you know, inviting to call in what we would like to manifest, I have a specific thing. I did that. And then I had one last push of some major uncomfortable clearing, and then floated into bliss. So it was just weird. Just very different, very different. I don't recall that quote or the idea that, you know, not having a choice, the path is made easy. I do like that. I don't recall it, but I like it.
Yeah, I don't recall it. I think and if you'll turn me down a little bit, it sounds like I'm echoing back from your speakers a little. The quote, as I remember it, is, "The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences," which, of course, is far easier said than done. Yeah, it sounds like you had a pretty powerful experience, too. So, So when we come into an event like Divinely Directed, it's always a good idea just to release all expectations and just let it be what it is. And the more we do release those preferences during an event like this, the more the divine is able to give us exactly what we need. As I often would comment about my ayahuasca ceremonies, I don't always get what I want, but I always get what I need. And sometimes that involves some challenge.
Sounds like a Rolling Stones song to me.
Well, they had some wisdom in that particular one, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else you'd like to share, Deanna?
No, I think that is good. Thank you.
How do you feel now?
I feel well. I just feel like I have something to process, like just kind of an acceptance of what's to come. But that feels good.
Good. Yeah, the way is not without challenge. And, you know, the shadow work is very integral to the awakening, in my experience. So we're all going to have to face the heavy stuff sometimes. And in a call like this, the divine gets us through it as gracefully as it can and as gracefully as we're willing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being here. Jeannie typed in a ton of hearts. Thank you, Jeannie. We thank you for your loving message. Would anyone else like to share something, either out loud or on the chat? Or ask something, or whatever you're called to do? And as we're waiting, I'm noticing the energetic field is still quite strong. Still a lot of beautiful energy in the field. Yeah, they say this is our way of showing you that the bliss can be ongoing, even after a sacred container is closed. The divine's always available. Deanna typed, yes, it is, and flowy. Okay. The energy is pretty quiet, so we'll make our last call for any questions or comments from the live folks. Alrighty, looks like that's it. Thank you all so much for being here. As always, you have so many things you could be doing, and every time you show up for an Awakening Plus event, I'm so grateful. And my sincere hope is that you get all kinds of awesome benefit from it when you do. As always, if you have any feedback on the program, you can email me anytime and share your thoughts. I'm always especially eager for improvement suggestions, so if you come up with any of those, let me know. And many, many blessings to you all. Good night.